The disputes are the after effects of a conflict over taxes that goes back 14 years. In their lawsuit filed in April, Summit Water noted that the county, in the year 2000, assessed over $200,000 in personal property taxes against the water company for the previous 4 years, taxing its water distribution facilities. After years of legal briefs and court appearances, the Utah Supreme Court in 2011 ruled for Summit Water, determining that the facilities were 51% exempt from taxation due to their use for irrigation, which is not taxed under the Utah Constitution. The suit says that barely a week after that decision, the county issued a new bill for real property taxes. The county said both sides had agreed to settle up after the tax dispute was settled in the courts. Summit Water appealed the issue to the county council sitting as the Board of Equalization, but the council ruled that the private water company owed $803,000 for the years 1996 to 2010. Dave Thomas, the county's chief civil attorney, said the two sides argued before an administrative law judge this past winter. He told KPCW he's hoping a decision will come in June. However, that decision can be appealed to the Tax Commission and higher courts beyond that. Meanwhile, on another track, Summit Water has argued that it's entitled to a 51% refund for property taxes it has paid from 1996 up to 2012, the company contending the county collected those illegally. According to their new lawsuit, the county agreed last year to pay over $37,500 for the years 2011 and 2012. But for the remaining funds, over $75,000, the county is saying that should be credited against the amount still in contention at the Tax Commission. The lawsuit says the county cannot retain or use as an offset any money it's collected illegally or in error. County Attorney Thomas told us he could not respond to the suit at this time. However, on Tuesday, we asked County Manager Bob Jasper if the amount of tax revenues in the dispute is worth it, given the staff time and expense of fighting the issue since the year 2000. We asked him, should the county just settle?
Well, I think it's about $1 million. I guess I don't see it that way, Leslie. I think that in this case, Dave Thomas represents the county assessor, and then this council will sit as the Board of Equalization. That means that they're sitting on behalf of all taxing districts. We would only get a small portion of whatever money that we're talking about. Most of it goes to the schools. The council and the assessor have a responsibility to make for equity in who pays taxes. And it's not always whether you make money at it. It's whether you do the right thing and it's fair. Some groups can afford a lot of attorneys and go that route. We just do what we think is the correct and right way to proceed.
County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.